We're now very, very pleased to be joined by a great, great young actor. You will have seen him recently on Fox's The Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was a great, great televised production. For those of you who are my daughter's age or a little bit older, you'll remember him from a great show on Disney Channel called Liv and Maddie. Ryan McCartan is joining us now. Ryan, how are you?
So good. Thanks. Good. Thanks for having me on the show.
I have to say, I've been doing this show for over 5 years, and every Sunday afternoon, I assemble my family, I kiss them on the foreheads, and say I'm going out to do the show, and inevitably, one of them will ask me who's on the show, and there's no excitement, no joy, no pleasure, no excitement. But Ryan, you made a 10-year-old girl very happy today when I told my little daughter that, yep, I'm seeing Diggy from Liv and Maddie. So I got to start off and ask you about that. Did you do a lot of Disney? Were you one of the kind of company players that was going from show to show, or were you one and done? You kind of went in and did that and then moved on to obviously now the bigger and better things.
You know, I had a really interesting and awesome experience on Disney because I'm sort of in between the two things that you just said. I was a recurring guest star on that show. So I showed up every other episode, basically. I was employed by the production company of that show, not by Disney Channel itself.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I was like a floating utility player. I was close enough to all of the action where I got to like really see what, you know, Disney Channel looks like and feels like and acts like. But then, you know, yeah, I was able to, you know, roam about and do other things like Rocky Horror and like, you know, Heather's the Musical in New York. I had the freedom to work on those other projects.
And, that's awesome. And
it was like the perfect little Goldilocks situation for me on that channel.
Just awesome. Enough. Not enough that you get sucked into the Disney machine.
No. I don't think you can talk about Goldilocks, though. You have to keep it Disney characters only.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right. I'm going to get sued now.
No, no. They're very strict about that. They're very... Now I have to ask you, I want to talk about Heather's the Musical. Because I remember the movie Heathers. The movie Heathers was from like 25.
Christian Slater
did an. I felt
dark.
It was a dark film. You know,
it was very.
I was pretty knowledgeable in my heyday about the Christian Slater oeuvre. Mm-hmm. Did you have any idea what the movie was before you auditioned to be part of the musical?
Heathers?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so that's still big. I mean, you're just telling, we're older than you, so you're just telling us, it's still a thing. It's still a big thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a cult phenom, and,
right.
You know, some people live their lives avoiding cult phenoms. Some people, the weirdos like me, are drawn to them like a moth to a flame. You know, Rocky Horror, Heathers, all of those things, I watched those as a teenager, and I loved them.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great film, and of course, Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, that's a pretty big piece
that's beyond Heathers.
It's a midnight movie. I mean, it's something that people have been watching for decades and decades and decades. And you had
acting out in the movie, the interactivity
of it. And you were Brad Major. I mean, that's the prince other than Rocky Horror. I mean, that's the big piece of that. How did you get your head around getting ready for a role that's so iconic? I mean, so many people have seen that film so many times. You're doing it live on Fox. How do you bridge that? How do you get prepared for that?
I mean, frankly, I don't know if my head is even around it yet. But
you can't wait for that.
I think I saw the Rocky Horror Picture Show first as a musical on stage. A stage
rendition.
And I loved it, and I loved the role of Brad, and I was like, oh, I'm totally going to play that role someday. But I thought it would be, like, you know, at a theater somewhere. I never thought that they would remake the movie, let alone cast me in it. But, you know, the really cool thing about our process, we had, you know, Tim Curry signed on very early. We had Lou Adler, who was the original executive producer of the original movie. Mm. And so those two big pieces really gave us permission, or so it felt, to make this piece, and like we could tread on this sacred ground, and we could take what was established and was loved and add a new chapter to this book. And it was sort of with that permission that it felt like Lou and Tim granted us that we were able to walk forward and create what we did. And, you know, we're really proud of it. And I had so much fun with it. I can't even begin to tell you how much fun we had on that shoot. And the most important thing that I always want to stress, because it is so sacred to that sort of cult following, is that it is just a chapter of the full book. We weren't trying to remake it. We were trying to pay homage to it. And I think that was a really important distinction for all of us to make. And to have the honor to do that was one of the great privileges of my life so far.
And sometimes you are involved with original material. And one of those bits of original material that you're involved in is this world premiere here in Southern California of this musical Mudhouse, which sounds really funny and really enjoyable. What can you tell our audience about Mudhouse?
Yeah, so I mean, you nailed it. It's going to be really funny and really enjoyable. It's an awesome. I've been comparing it tonally to like a Pixar movie. Like, okay, you can bring your kids, but mom and dad are going to laugh too at the jokes that will just fly right over their heads. And you know, I feel like just like everything in the world right now, you know, theater and the arts are becoming a little bit polarized. Like, you either need to have just a complete fluff piece that has no soul to it, or you need to have this like art piece that makes you sob for 25 days straight and makes you question everything about your life.
Right.
And to bring back the Goldilocks paradigm, why, you know, I just feel like Mudhouse is a great combination of those two things. You know, there's a lot of heart in it, and it deals with some themes that'll, you know, make people sad because, you know, it's your dog and all that kind of stuff. But then, you know, it's people dressed as dogs dancing around on a stage singing about being a dog. I mean, that's just
all right. You can't leave our audience with just that. What's the premise? If you're gonna the elevator pitch, the three sentences that describe what is the dramatic arc of the musical.
Absolutely. I mean, I was getting there. You know, I'm wedding.
I know.
So my character, his name's Eddie. He works at an animal shelter that is being essentially closed down by the mayor of the city. And in closing it down, all of the dogs will just have to be essentially executed, euthanized, right?
So it's a heartwarming story.
It sounds very Pixar.
It's a heartwarming story. The hook, line, and sinker, though, is it's sort of a... It's a Dr. Doolittle-esque. There's a little bit of magic in it. This guy, Eddie, can talk to the dogs. And so he's getting the dogs and their opinion about all of this while they are indeed still dogs, and having to sort of navigate in this world of, I can hear what they're saying, but no one else can. And if this shelter closes, I have to like kill my friends, and this can't happen. So I need to save the shelter. And it has a happy ending. Don't worry.
With ample amounts of singing and dancing. And
spoiler alert! You're talking to Tim here, Timothy Spangler, who is one of the biggest dog lovers.
I'm a big dog guy.
He hired me years ago.
You're a little dog guy.
For his dogs. So he's a big dog lover. I mean,
you see, you couldn't do this musical with cats. It wouldn't work.
You
could not stage a big play. Just about it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
Well, so, that musical already exists.
Oh, yeah. I guess it does. I guess someone beat us to it. Can you give our audience kind of the details of when, where, how, why? Not why. You've answered why, but the mechanics of getting the tickets and the run dates and things like that.
I'll do you one better in expert millennial fashion and give you a website.
Oh, so easy.
You can go to mudhousethemusical.com and get all of the information, read up about the cast, and buy your tickets. And everyone should come. I think it's going to be really cute and really fun. And like I said, mom and dad will enjoy it. The kids will enjoy it, too. So it can be a nice night out with your family. And please bring your kids, because we need to expose more kids to the magic of musical theater these days.
Oh, absolutely. I want to thank you so much, Ryan Carton, for being a guest on our show. I want to encourage all of you friends and neighbors to go out and see Mudhouse. It sounds absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Ryan, for being part of our show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Friends and neighbors.